Great to have your company on Racing Pulse. Still to come, we're going to catch up with Peter Tsai, the part owner of Winx, who celebrates her 10th birthday today. And also, she's got a date with Piero. We know she's been through a tough time as a brood mare when she lost her first foal, so it'd be good to get a bit of a health update on the champion Winx as well. Matty Cartwright, he'll be having a very exciting week because the news came through yesterday that he's been booked for his first Group 1 ride on Irish Flame in the Sir Rupert Clark on Saturday. He joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. How excited are you?
Yeah, pretty excited. Just counting down the days, but I was pleased to get the ride.
Have you been back and had a look at Irish Flame's first up run at the Valley?
Yeah, it was a super effort, and I was talking to Daniel Stackhouse yesterday, and he said course couldn't be going better, so he threw a lot of positive thoughts into my mind, and can't wait for Saturday.
How did the ride come about? Did Brett Scott give you a call? Because you haven't ridden the horse before. Do you do a bit of work with Brett?
No, I got mentioned that day that the horse had a light weight, and I chased it up myself, and lucky enough, I was privileged to get the ride on him. And obviously, I haven't ridden the horse, but just looking forward to a Saturday.
How old are you, Matty?
19.
It's a pretty good effort to get a Group 1 ride at 19. And you come from a racing family. You know, your mum, Leonie Proctor, your grandmother, Lynn Tolson, and your dad, Ricky Cartwright, was a jockey as well. Has your dad given you any words of advice heading into Saturday?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't yet. He's very little of words, so he's just stayed quiet. But I'm sure I'll be getting some advice off him and obviously other jockeys before that day.
Did your dad ride in many Group 1s?
I've been told so, yeah, I think he has.
And for a young guy like yourself, you said you'll get some other advice. Do you have mentors that you look up to in the jockey's room? Who will you be having a chat to come Saturday?
Well, I'll definitely talk to Daniel Stackhouse because he's ridden the horse. I'll probably talk to Michael Walker as well because he knows the horse quite well as well. And obviously your bigger jocks like Damien Oliver, Damien Lane, Brett Preble, Luke Curry, like any of them, Craig Williams. I'll be just trying to get a few tips and advice off them. So, yeah, but just very exciting and looking forward to that day.
So when you do speak to those superstars, the legends of the sport, what are you actually asking them? Do you ask them how the Group 1 tempo is, where the best place to be? What are you trying to glean from them?
I haven't really planned what I'm going to say yet, but I just want a little advice like what it's like if it's different to other races and that. But I've ridden in a few metro races and stakes company, and it is different when I rode in stakes company. So it's just a little bit more pressure, like with all the jockeys. But I think I'll just ask for a few tips off, superstar jockeys, obviously.
And they're pretty forthcoming. It's a Group 1. There's a lot of money on the line.
What did you say, sorry?
And they're happy to give you advice in a Group 1 when there's lots of money on the line?
Well, I don't know, but I'll definitely be asking like a few of the jockeys what aren't riding in the Group 1, that's for sure.
We'll put the pressure on them. You let us know if there's any that don't help you out, because we can out them publicly. It's a great story for you on Saturday, and the whole story about you becoming a jockey has been quite remarkable. You've got such a great strike rate. You've only been riding for a short amount of time. You rode your first city winner at your first ride as well, and you've got a background of motocross. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I used to ride motocross at an Australian level. So through my junior career, I was quite high up in the motocross, and it got to the age of 16, and I was riding track work constantly, and my weight was good. I was I was like riding the horses and everything, and there wasn't really a pathway in the motocross. I thought I might as well give being a jockey a crack, and obviously I got into the apprenticeship, and I haven't looked back since. I'm loving it, so it's been going great.
Is there any correlation? Like, you've got to have great balance on a bike and a horse. Can one help the other?
Well, obviously the balance you need for both. I think what helped me when I started off was the race sense, because I've always raced the motorbike and, like, just knowing where other opponents are on the motorbike track. I think that's helped me when I started off, for sure, being a jockey. But there is a few similar tactics, and then there's a few what aren't. Like, the horse has got the mind of its own, and a motorbike you've got full control of.
One similarity is they're both pretty dangerous. Did you have any bad falls when you were a motocross rider?
I had a couple falls, but I was pretty lucky when I was on the motorbike, so I definitely can't complain with how lucky I was on that. So hopefully I can just keep the ball rolling on the horses and not get injured.
That's for cool. mere mortals who don't have anywhere near the guts and determination that you do, what's more thrilling, riding in a motocross race or in a horse race?
I'd say a horse race, for sure. It's a lot more intense and quick. But, I love the adrenaline, and I can't think of anything else to do.
How is your weight, Matty?
My weight's good. I'm about 52 and a half, 53, so I walk around pretty natural, and I'm blessed with my weight at the moment, so hopefully it can stay like that.
What's the week look like for you? Have you got a few rides to distract you building into the first group one?
I've got a few rides Friday. I don't know about Thursday, but I've got a few rides. I'm tipping I'll have a few rides before the big race, the Super Cark. So just keep busy and keep fit and healthy.
Well, Matty, we wish you all the best. It's a day you'll never forget, your first Group 1 ride. And the way Irish Flame finished its race at Moonee Valley first up, he may be a 50-1 chance, but he's a 50-1 chance with a pretty good chance of finishing in the placing. So we wish you all the best on Saturday.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.